Are you really ready?
Yep.
Because the show's about to start and I really need like everyone to have their stuff together. It's difficult here sometimes, you know, getting it ready. You think I'm annoying? You're annoying.
Okay, turn the mics on.
Okay.
Do we want to do our on-air minute meditation before the show this week?
Yeah, do you want to start it or do you want me to?
You can.
Okay. Breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth. Imagine yourself on a white unicorn.
That is so weird.
Why is that weird?
Does the white unicorn have really long eyelashes?
Of course it does. It's the only way to be glamorous and look alive even when you're dead inside.
Dead inside but still horny?
Dead inside, still horny.
Cool. Hi everyone, it's 6 p.m. Welcome to Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Frangry, the white unicorn.
I'm the white unicorn.
Oh, sorry. You have to say your name now.
Oh, white unicorn.
Wait, no.
Michelle. Hi, I'm Michelle. Welcome to Shut Up Weirdo.
Oh man, these pants.
Someone's in a weird mood today.
It's not me.
Yes, it is.
What do you mean?
You're acting strange.
No, I'm not. How?
You're on edge.
It's these pants.
The pants are just thrown off your game.
Yeah, dude, they're giving me muffin top.
Do you want to take them off?
I feel like a sausage.
Do you want to take them
off? I'm going to do the unbutton.
You know what it is? Pants that are too low these days, they're not good for like
girls
aging
with hips.
Women.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I shouldn't have worn these.
You need to like tighten yourself up like a sausage casing.
Yeah, you're right. Ugh, I hate these.
You look beautiful.
No, I haven't showered since like Tuesday or something. My hair is straight.
Your hair looks pretty.
Gross. It's like dry, like brittle, like uncooked spaghetti.
No, it's not. It's like cooked. Did you smoke my Lucy's?
No.
Did someone smoke my Lucy's?
Nope.
Are you lying?
Nope.
Did you bring them?
No. They're at my house.
Okay.
For the next time you come over. Or for when I want to smoke a Lucy.
Fine.
They're sitting on the ashtray.
I feel like I'm going to burp a lot today.
Hot.
Not hot, but what can I do? If I swallow it, I might barf.
Just Ted says you're a black unicorn.
Thank you, Ted.
A black unicorn is pretty. Join our comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link. And call us by picking up your telephone and dialing the numbers 201-209-9368.
I burned myself today.
Down there?
No, at the store. I was reaching for something in the furnace or whatever. This heater was really, really hot. And I burned my arm so badly.
Someone's calling and I haven't even set a topic yet.
Ask them what they want.
Okay. Did you do the phone?
Yes.
Classic. 201-209-9368. I just want to see if someone calls without a topic.
Do you think they'll say, what's the topic?
I don't know, but you said that really well, like with a lot of attitude.
Thank you. I'm working all weekend.
I don't want to do the show tonight. Maybe that's what's wrong with me.
Why not?
I just don't feel like it. You know how maybe sometimes you don't feel like having sex?
Nope.
You always feel like having sex?
I mean, lazy style, it's not so bad when you don't feel like it.
Like dial it in?
Lazy style isn't like...
Like you just lay there?
Yeah. I have a special lazy style way.
What's your lazy style way?
I can't talk about it on the air.
I really want to know. Like,
it's just lazy style.
I'm going to lazy style way this show. We have a full board and we haven't announced a topic.
Well, maybe we should ask the callers what they think the topic is.
Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
What's the topic?
I don't think the topic has been given yet, has it?
Well, what do you think it is?
I think the topic is talking about the way that the week is unfolded.
That's not the topic.
Wrong. February. Have
no?
A good one.
Maybe people should try and guess the topic.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do
One tonight. Time I was watching, oh my God. One time I was watching The Iron Chef, and you know how they have the secret ingredient?
Oh my God, so stupid, yeah.
What's so stupid?
Oh wait, no, there's that new show where there's a secret ingredient, but you have to ask questions about, and then it's like, they answer and lie. Two of them is a truth and one of them is a lie or something.
Oh, I don't know that
so
one.
So stupid.
But anyway, you know how they always have the mm-hmm. secret ingredient and you have to make every meal mm-hmm. with it? And it's very hard to figure out what it is. Mm-hmm. I was watching it with my ex-boyfriend one time and we were like trying to guess it and he got it like twice in a row. And it was very impressive. He was like, bacon. That's hard. Do you know how many things there are in the world?
A lot.
I was watching... You're going to hate this story. Can I tell it?
Sure. I love to hate your
story. I was watching Inside Amy Schumer, which now I think is funny.
Wow.
Cue Franny's eye roll.
Okay.
They did a bit about a reality show, and the reality show is two drunk roommates get home, and they have it set up like Chopped, so these two drunk girls come home, and it's a reality show set up in their kitchen, and they have to make a meal with whatever they have in their house.
Sounds like baking and entering.
And the ingredients are like... a Vicodin, a tube of mayonnaise, and like, it was really funny. I know you don't think anything else besides our show is funny, but.
Call us at 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I think the topic is either lazy style or secret ingredient.
Wrong.
Thanks.
Have a good one. This isn't going to work.
Why?
Mr. Johnny wants to know if ISIS is the topic.
No. Well, I don't even think it's going to work because it's not fun. Because I think
nobody's going to guess it.
You don't know that.
How is anyone going to guess it?
People guess the number one time out of nowhere.
Yeah, but numbers are like, it's easier to guess a number.
There's more numbers in the universe than
we gave things. Them parameters, though.
Do you want to give parameters? Or do you just want to say you don't want to play that game tonight?
I don't know. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
What's up?
Nothing.
He just said show.
He did weird. Not.
Yeah. What?
Your show.
What about it?
Are you still talking about a potential topic?
We are talking about a potential topic.
I have a topic.
Okay.
The best, when you've ever been shamed. Have you guys ever been shamed before?
Every week on this show.
Every minute of my adult life.
At work one time.
Yeah, maybe this isn't going to work.
Well, Kevlicky just won the whole thing.
Why?
He said, it's easy to guess when it's written on the playlist.
Wait, I guessed this.
Yeah, no. Dude, no. I hung up on him. He was annoying. Kevlicky, you win! Although nobody still has said it, so... 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is delivery stories. Whatever that means.
What does it mean?
I don't know. I really want french fries.
That's your delivery story?
Yeah. My delivery story is that I always get delivery from Sahara's Turkish Cuisine because they have the hottest delivery guys in the world. And sometimes when I order from there, I, like, fix my hair and stuff before I open the door.
That's sad.
And every time, the dude is, like, drop-dead gorgeous.
He was hot the one time we ordered from them.
Every time, he's drop-dead gorgeous. And it's a different guy. And I'm like, hi. And they just, here, yeah, thanks.
They never want to hang out.
They don't want to hang out with me at all. They are not interested in this. It's sad.
Is it the knee brace or the glasses?
Maybe it's the muffin top.
You don't have a muffin top.
Yeah.
And I thought your knee brace was a patch when you walked in.
My knee brace is cool. My boss was like, oh, it's like a fashion statement. I was like, no, it's not, dude. I look like I'm about to go rollerblading.
Do you rollerblade?
Duh, who doesn't?
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. If we had a TV show, there would be an episode where you and I go rollerblading.
I could rollerblade.
I would love to rollerblade. I used to roller skate.
Good for you. I can't do any tricks. I don't have any good delivery stories. 201-209-9368. I think you look pretty today.
That's weird. I don't feel good. I haven't showered since Tuesday.
I like not showering.
I have glasses, a knee brace. My hair's disgusting.
I think your hair looks good like that.
Got muffin top.
Didn't even see your muffin top.
I feel like a million bucks, though.
You sound like you think you feel like a million bucks.
I sound like I think I feel like.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I've got a topic about America. Make it great. America is amazing. Donald Trump's my man. And we're going to do all the awesome things we always wanted. We're going to have build walls and fly airplanes and spend money.
Don't we do all of that already?
What?
Don't we already do all of that?
Yeah, but we're going to do it better somehow.
Lazy style.
Donald Trump.
Uh-huh. Okay, cool.
Okay, bye.
Please don't listen to our show again. We should have a topic.
He was teasing around.
Called Why is America Great?
America is great.
Yeah, but why? This topic sucks. This show
Delivery
sucks.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Remember the day that I hated the show, but I pretended that I loved it?
That was, like, my worst memory
you
ever.
You were dying.
It was horrible.
It was so fun.
I think I took, like, 90 Xanax when I got home.
The topic should be, what is lazy sex position? Dr. Rembrandt wants to know why I haven't showered since Tuesday, and I guess the answer is, why would I?
People only shower after they go to the gym or do sex, right?
I guess I haven't done sex since Tuesday.
Did you do sex Tuesday?
I do sex every day.
You do sex every day?
Yeah, dude. Doesn't everyone?
No.
Well, they should.
With someone else?
That's how I stay so youthful, glowing. That's why I look so hot today.
With a person?
Yeah, with a person.
With a person that's not you?
Yeah, a person other than me. 201-209-9368. When was the last time you had sex? You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's funny you guys made this a topic because I'm actually on a delivery right now.
Oh, funny. Yeah, that was on purpose because lots of our listeners are delivery guys. Guys and girls.
Do we have any delivery girls?
I don't think we have any delivery girls. So what's your delivery story?
I have like a whole plethora of them, but like for example, earlier today, like, and this happens often, I'll go like to the house and the parents will send their kids downstairs to pick up the door, which is like the worst thing they could do because they do that so they get away from tipping, you know?
Yeah, little kids can't tip. They don't know how.
That's messed up.
And then one time this guy gave me like a $100 bill or whatever. And like I somehow ended up giving myself like a $5 tip. And then like the dad calls me up and he's like all mad. He's like, oh, what are you like? You trying to be a wise guy?
wise guy?
Yeah, they said, oh, you're being a wise guy.
Franny, you're a wise guy.
Yeah. How am I a wise guy?
I think you're kind of a wise guy.
What do you mean? No, she's saying I am.
Are you?
No. How am I a wise guy?
I don't know. It's a compliment.
No, it's not. Wise guys are weasels.
No.
No.
Yes.
No.
No, they're like smart alecks, you know?
They're selfish. Excuse me, Michelle?
Smart alecks.
You better watch yourself.
Don't tell me to watch myself.
Who, me?
What? Yeah, but you.
Everyone thinks we're talking to them.
All right, have a good one, wise guy.
What's the topic?
Hey,
don't care.
Okay, no. You have to care.
Why?
You have to...
You can't make me feel something I don't feel.
You're right. Can I go?
You want to go? Okay.
Okay.
I'll stay here. 201... 209-9368. This is Frangry on Shut Up Weirdo. Tonight's topic is delivery stories. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi there. My idea for a topic is a documentary. You know, a documentary of transgenders who go through a sex change operation,
mm-hmm.
and then decide to go back and do go back to their original sex, but then change their minds again and have another sex change operation.
So they're flip-floppers.
And we can document some females and males who started that process.
How is that a topic idea?
Well, you could people call in who've actually gone through that process, perhaps.
Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty. All right, have a good one. Boy, I miss Michelle. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, the guy that just called before about the transgender thing.
Yeah, that was weird. Uh-huh.
That was very weird. I'd rather talk about why people try to not tip people.
Because they're cheap.
Of course, the unfairness of it all, because it's so hard to deliver and not get a tip or something.
Oh, my God.
Well, anyway, that's why I was calling.
Okay.
I have another question.
Oh, God. Yeah?
Can I ask a question? I mean, can I?
Of course.
Well, anyway, my question, can I ask about one of the songs that you played?
What songs? We don't play songs. This is a talk show.
I know. Well, I know it's a talk show, but I had to shut the radio off for a while to make a phone call, and because I had to make a delivery. And a song that I heard on the previous show was such a good song, and I'm just disappointed now. Anyway, but thank you.
Tell him to check the playlist.
Good night.
You can check the playlist. Have
a
good one.
How do I do that?
You go online to WFMU.org and you click the name of the last show. What's it called, Michelle?
Sophisticated Boom Boom.
And it'll be on there if you look at, like, the timestamp.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm glad I could help. Thanks for calling. Anyone else need anything?
Maybe we should just field questions.
Does anyone else need anything?
Oh, I'm back.
Maybe you need me to do your taxes.
Could you do my
maybe
taxes?
Maybe you need me to clean your apartment.
Could you clean my apartment?
Maybe you just need me to listen to your I'm here. Like, that's what we're here for, guys.
I can't do anyone's taxes.
I'm leaving. I might walk out of here.
You can't.
Well, I am in a mood today.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Please don't go.
Please don't go. Don't go. I'm begging you to stay. What song is that?
Please don't go. Please don't go.
By whom?
Look it up.
Should we play it? We should just, like, go on YouTube and play some music.
Is that the song that Ricky danced to on My So-Called Life at the school dance when Jordan Catalano was all like, I don't make plans?
Joel Adams?
Hmm.
Wait, no. Casey and the Sunshine Band? Please Don't Go 1979?
No, that's not it.
It's Joel Adams. I don't want to hear it anymore. I don't really want anything anymore. I got a cool hat today. Bennett gave it to me. It's a green cowboy hat.
It looked very good on you.
I am so pretty in that hat. You want to know why? Because my eyes are green, too.
Mmm. You are very pretty in that hat.
Thanks. It also just, like, takes, like, it makes you look at my hat and not my broken knee and my muffin top.
You can't see your muffin top.
201-209-9368. I hate this show so much today. I don't know why.
You're just like...
But you know what? I'm here.
Vibe.
And I'm powering through it.
God.
Right, Michelle?
Yeah.
Remember when you left the room and abandoned me?
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you come back?
Because I missed you.
Oh, my God, yes. I win.
Even when you have a terrible attitude, I still want to be
around
like
me?
You.
Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes, I just wanted to mention the color green and how it's devoid right now in the state of Illinois.
What's happening? People are calling with the weirdest things tonight.
Because we
have
any
a
boundaries.
Topic. It's called delivery stories. Do you have an answer to the topic?
Oh, yeah, no. One time, I work at this software company.
Whoa, you got really
and
animated.
We hired this new guy. His name, we'll just say, is Ben, and he came in, and he's like that workout type kind of guy.
That workout
goes to the gym a lot.
Like CrossFit is my warm up.
to us as a gesture of like, oh, thank you for hiring me, because he's kind of desperate. He had the startup. It didn't really work out. He didn't make any money off of it.
Poor guy.
He made these brownies and said, hey, you know, you should really try these brownies. They're great. You know, I'm a good baker. Oh, I make it for my family. And so we tried them, and they were disgusting. Later, he told us they were made with raw cocoa and cauliflower. No sugar, no egg, no flour, just cauliflower.
I make an amazing...
Where's the delivery part?
And it was it was disgusting. I mean, we actually had someone sent home sick. We missed our delivery deadline.
Oh,
it put us back
there
in our sprint. We weren't able to deliver the features we needed to some of our customers. We lost, you know, almost $100,000 that week because of cauliflower brownie.
Did you fire him?
No, he's real with he's still with us. We had a deliberation about whether or not we should
deliberation.
Fire him.
Awful.
He hooked up with one of the owners or something, and
like hooked up.
Yeah, it's a bad situation. And so, like, he's immune now. He's immune from office politics.
He got immunity from the quick fire challenge.
Exactly.
What does
exactly.
that mean?
And I know you were talking about possibly lazy sex or something earlier. But
this guy's so
segue king.
Yeah, what the
something
hell?
With some meetings. And, you know, I don't want to go into a lot of the details. I don't know if they listen to the show or not.
Probably.
But,
this guy literally just pretty much mentioned everything we've talked about in the last 20 minutes.
Well, we try to listen to the show. Is that what we're supposed to do?
Yeah, you're like segue king. That was beautiful. All of it was beautiful. You should be a writer or something, my friend. I don't know why I just said that.
You're too kind with your words. No, I'm just
yeah, that's me.
Big supporter of WFMU.
As you should be.
Cool, you
remember
should,
that in March.
You should what?
Don't forget that on in March.
I'm already a Swag for Life member. So.
Me too.
All right, well, have a good one, my friend. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Thanks. Right.
I don't know what's happening on the show.
I just put a piece of paper
it's
in my
disgusting.
Mouth.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Why'd I do
still
that?
Still talking about delivery?
Yeah, delivery stories is tonight's topic.
This is when I was younger. And,
can you talk louder?
Summer route delivered mail.
Turn him up.
He's up.
The country, everybody knew I was going to be leaving at the end of the summer right before school started. Last week, everybody pretty much told me $5, you know, tip, and I get to the one house, and the lady says...
On the air, my friend.
Oh, I'm sorry. Then she takes me downstairs, makes me breakfast, and then took me to the front door and gives me $1. and I said, everybody else has pretty much told me $5. She said, well, when I told my husband that you were leaving and maybe we should do something for you, he said, screw him, give him $1. Breakfast is my idea.
That was a joke. None of that really happened, right?
No, it did. It did.
It did.
Yep.
You had sex with a married lady, and then she gave you $1.
I didn't know she was married, though.
Same.
Did you just say same?
Yeah.
All right, buddy, what's your name?
Bob.
Bob. All right, thanks for calling. Have a good one.
You too.
Don't forget, our favorite listener wins a free T-shirt.
I'm glad my name's not Bob.
Why?
It'd be weird if my name was Bob.
I'm going to name my kid Bob.
No, you're not.
What if I did? That would be so weird. Not Robert, just Bob.
When are you having a baby?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Pretty soon with all that sex I'm having. Just kidding. Never. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is delivery stories.
Ooh, if you ever do have a baby, we should have a pool of when you're going to give birth. We could. That'll be a fun contest.
Okay, let's do that for you, too.
I'm too old. Stop chewing your nails into the mic, because it's making me want to chew my nails.
It broke. I got to fix it. Stop that. Hi, you're on the radio.
See, it's gross.
Hey there. I get so excited whenever I drive into New Jersey because I know I'm going to get to listen to WFMU, and I used to be a delivery guy.
Oh, my goodness.
I used to deliver strombolis for Stuff Your Face.
You sound excited.
They're like rolled up pizzas.
I know what a stromboli is.
And I used to deliver bags of a certain botanical sacrament at the same time.
A green one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So do you have a specific story in mind?
Well, Yeah, but it's not about delivering Strombolis. It's about when my child was delivered into my hands.
Fine.
Each moment of my life.
Let's hear it.
So, we did it with no medication.
Crazy.
No epidural, none of that stuff. And with a midwife. And we had my mother in the room.
And in the hospital or at home?
My wife yelled, "Get him out!" And my older son was in the room at the time, so my mother ran my older son out of the room thinking that that's what my wife meant, which wasn't the case. because my younger son was born with a head that was as big as my three-year-old son's was when he was 3 years old. So
ouch.
That's what she was screaming about. But he was born right into my hands. I got to cut the umbilical cord. And then a couple moments later, the midwife called me over to this gelatinous mass on the heart and said, this is, she was holding it in her hands. And she said, this is what has been feeding your child for the last 9 months.
The placenta.
It's a beautiful experience. Almost as beautiful as a Stromboli.
Did it look the same?
No. So keep it up. Okay. This is a great show. I've
What's
never
your
heard
name?
This show before. I've been listening to WFMU since
What's your
the
name?
Early 80s.
What's your name?
My name?
Yes.
I'm not going to tell you it's Bob. It's Robert.
Robert, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt.
I still have a button with Nancy from the cartoons with a giant red bow in her hair that I wear on my jacket because I like WFMU swag a lot.
Great. Then you should listen at the end of the hour.
I will. Bye.
Bye, Robert.
Will you have an epidural?
I'm not having a baby, Michelle.
Okay.
But the answer is yes, absolutely. I'm not crazy. I mean, I'm crazy, but I'm not that crazy.
Extra stitch.
Hell yeah, tighten it up, girl. Someone told me they ask you how tight do you want it.
I don't think that's always true. It depends on your doctor.
But who would be like, eh, whatever.
Leave it loose.
You can just leave it.
You can just leave it loose.
No big deal. I mean, what kind of stupid question is that?
So it closed.
Pretty
I don't
much.
Want to get into this mess again.
Yeah, seriously. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is the Rooster from Holapaw, Florida.
Hi, Rooster. How are you this week?
I'm doing well. Is this Frangry?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Frangry. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
And I'm once again, I'm calling for Scott.
Mm-hmm. How's Scott?
And Scott said that your topic tonight is delivery stories.
Scott is right.
They have
yeah.
the internet there?
I don't know.
So let me give a shout out. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
And here is Scott's delivery story.
Mm-hmm.
He and his buddies were hanging out, and they wanted to find out what it was like to shove a potato up an exhaust pipe of a car, but none of them wanted to use their own car.
I thought they were going to shove it somewhere else.
I know, honey.
So they called Domino's Pizza, and they hid outside, and when the pizza guy went up to the house, they stuffed the potato up the exhaust pipe, rammed it up with a broom. The pizza guy turned around, saw him do it, and when Frankie pulled the broomstick out of the exhaust, it blew the potato right into his head. And so,
Frankie.
So the picture is Frankie running down the street holding his head with the pizza guy chasing him. And there's your delivery story.
All right. Hey, Rooster, you
yeah.
and Scott are on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. Both of you might win a free T-shirt.
Oh, that would be great. I have a question and a request.
Yes. Mm.
Scott would like to write to you.
Yes, he can.
Can you give an address over the radio?
Yes, I can. I will.
Okay.
Okay. I just have to find it, but I'll say it in like 2 seconds. All right. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye, Rooster.
Bye.
Where's the address?
It's P.O. Box something. Contact us?
Yeah, hold on. Hey, Scott. Our address is Frangry and Michelle with WFMU, P.O. Box 2011, Jersey City, New Jersey, 07303. Anyone else need anything?
Why don't you repeat it one more time?
No.
In case people needed time to get a pen.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
P.O. Box 2011, Jersey City, New Jersey, 07303.
I just know people are dying to send us stuff.
We love presents.
We do. Do you think that guy's for real?
I don't know.
I want him to be for real. I like him too.
Do you think he's for real?
I didn't.
I'm starting to maybe think he might be.
I like to give people the benefit of the doubt. You know? Two zero one two zero nine nine three six eight. We'd love to hear from you here on Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yes, I have a story about a delivery.
Let's hear it.
And it's going back to high school. A buddy of mine ordered a pizza, and we ordered it with anchovies. We had never had anchovies on pizza before. It was quite disgusting, so we picked them all off and put them in envelopes and kindly re-delivered them to all the neighbors in our neighborhood in their mailbox. And that was our delivery re-delivery story.
Pranks.
I like that. Have we ever done a prank show?
I think so.
All right, buddy. That was cute. Have a good one.
Nope.
Mr. Johnny asked me if I could hand him a pen.
He's a smart aleck.
He's a wise guy.
He's such a wise guy.
Yeah.
Don't hoard that beer because, you know, some of it's mine.
You have half of one.
I know, but it's
wrong. Yeah, but you drink mad slow. You won't be finished.
I don't drink mad slow.
I'm going to dip.
Don't.
I'm a dip.
Ugh. Ugh. It's horrible.
Where was it that someone said that to me? Did I tell you about it?
Yeah.
Was it someone from Miami?
Do you want me to tell you over the phone? Over the
air? Why, was it a dude?
It was that dude you were...
No. Don't finish that sentence.
Oh.
Oh, okay, yeah. It was the guy I was talking to.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was from Florida.
He's from Florida?
Yeah, Jacksonville or Tallahassee or one of those. It's a Florida thing, maybe.
Hmm.
201-209-9368. Delivery stories. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU.
Are you in a better mood?
Yes. Can't you tell? Someone just asked me if they give me their address, could I tell them where the nearest mailbox is? Just, you know, I'm really helpful.
You love to help people.
I do. Like Mother Teresa over here.
You're like Mother Teresa. Did you watch that O.J. Simpson thing?
Oh, my God, yes.
Was it so good?
Oh, my God, yes. So good.
I need
so
to watch
bad.
It.
So good. It ends at the Bronco Chase.
Why does it end at the Bronco Chase?
It's like a mini series.
How many episodes?
I have no idea. It must be like 5 or 6.
Did you TiVo it?
No. I watched it on the internet.
Do you TiVo?
No. I watched it on fxnetworks.com.
I watched that new Louis C.K. show last night.
Mm-hmm.
It's very depressing.
No, I'm not watching it then.
Sad.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Reminds me of all the family.
Hi, Frank Lee. Hi, Michelle.
Hello, darling.
This is Jim calling from Sparta.
Hi, Jim from Sparta.
Okay, I have a delivery story, and it's going to stink.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay. It's back in 1987 when I used to work for a delivery company. Well, actually, it was a window cleaning company. And I used to deliver paper products to the gyms in Midtown Manhattan.
Okay.
And the one time I went up there to this one of the gyms, one of my boss's accounts, and I just went, "Well, I love this city," just, you know, like screamed it out at the top of my lung. Everybody's looking at me like, "What is this guy on?" and everything.
Mm-hmm.
What were you on?
Nothing. I was high on life.
So am I. How about you, Michelle?
Always.
I told you it was going to stink, ladies.
You should.
Your delivery was lovely.
Yeah, we like you, even though your story stunk.
Oh, my stories are awful.
Yeah, but
I
you're
love
cute.
You too.
We like you. What's
and
your
you're
name
self-aware,
again?
And that counts for a lot.
Self-aware is very important.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Talk to you next week. I'll try to call regularly.
Okay, can't wait to hear from you again. Have a good one.
Have a good one.
Bye, buddy. I love that guy.
Yeah, he was nice. He had a zest for life.
I like that guy.
Yeah.
That made me feel better.
What are you going to do tonight?
I'm going out.
Where are you going?
I've got a hot date.
What do you mean you have a hot date? With who?
Scott, Bennett, Sean.
Oh, yeah, you're going out with those guys.
Me, it's just me and the guys.
You and the boys.
I love hanging out with the boys.
Greg Harrison's going?
I don't know. I haven't talked to
him. You're not the only girl. Cheyenne's going.
Oh, who invited her?
Everyone.
That was a joke.
So is that.
Oh. Cheyenne went last time. We had fun.
I love bowling. I can't go.
Why not?
I don't like being places where I can't leave immediately without relying on other people.
Bennett's driving me home.
I know, but what if I wanted to leave in the middle of bowling? I couldn't.
You would just have to power through like I'm doing on this episode.
I don't like to do things like that. That's just not my style.
I know. I never thought you were going to come anyway.
I never said I was.
I know. Meaning I never had any hope.
I love bowling.
I'm hopeless.
I love bowling. I'm very good at bowling, you know.
I'm so bad at bowling.
I'm so good at bowling.
I think they have onion rings there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Last time we pigged out.
That changes a lot.
I took so many selfies in this, like...
That's not surprising.
No, listen, they have this bathroom that's baby pink. Everything. The walls, the stalls,
really?
The floor.
The toilets?
Everything is pink.
The ceramics?
No, the ceramics are white. Baby pink. It was beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
I am jealous, but I just can't go places where I can't leave when I want.
Mr. Johnny wants to know if I pee standing up when I hang out with the guys. They pee sitting down. Come on, can I get a that was good for
you? That was really funny. It just reminded me of Curb Your Enthusiasm last night.
Why do I have to accommodate them? They do it for me. They pee sitting down, Mr. Johnny. That's what's up. All right?
Yeah, Mr. Johnny.
201-209-9368. You know what? I was in a bad mood, and you know what made me feel better?
What?
Not you sitting there on your effing phone.
Sorry,
during the show.
Talk to someone for a second.
Who, Caroline?
Maybe.
Are you kidding me?
We have that artist assistant.
I don't care.
Weekend.
You can text her at 7:01. Inappropriate, Michelle.
I'm sorry. You'd like her.
I don't care. That's not the point. You won't even let me meet her. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I won't let you meet her. You can meet her.
No. Hi, Frangry.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Have things gotten better in the last, like, 20 minutes?
Yeah,
yeah,
totally.
Okay, good.
Okay, cool.
That's good to hear. Well, I thought of a topic, if you still want to know. Maybe you can use it later. And I also got one for delivery, if you're doing that. A good one.
Yeah, we're doing delivery.
You're doing delivery?
Yeah.
Okay. So the delivery one, it was on Halloween, and I was working, going door to door. So I wasn't, delivering things, but I was wearing a Bumblebee costume, and my friend was wearing a Papa John's costume, and he had basically a Papa John's T-shirt and their official uniform, and he had a pizza box. And so what we were doing was I would walk up to a house and start talking to people with my clipboard and trying to, like, you know, engage them. And it's always tough, but in the middle of while I was talking to these people, he would walk up with the pizza or with the pizza box, and then people would get all confused because they didn't order the pizza at all. And then he would say, like, you know, is this address and whatever? And like, you know, they'd say, we didn't order pizza. I don't know why you're here. And then, and they would be really confused. And it would be right in the middle of while they're dealing with me, too. So they were, like, extremely flustered.
This is so boring.
And then he would say, oh, come on. Are you kidding me?
Did something really good happen at the end of the story? Did someone find $50 or someone get laid or something?
Both, actually, yeah.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Well, maybe you should just jump to that part.
I think it would be good to do a topic where you have an awkward moment that you decide to wait out just because it's so interesting anyway that you might as well, you know, just like wait it out, like a good awkward moment.
Are you implying that your call is awkward and I should wait it out?
No. That was what I wanted to say first, and then I was going to tell you the delivery story.
Oh my god. Oh, I see. Okay, cool.
But anyway, the end of the gag with the pizza thing was people would be like, oh god, like what's going on? I'm getting really annoyed. And then he would say, here, just take the pizza. I don't care. And then they would take the pizza box and open it, and then the clipboard was in there, and then we'd go right back.
Why'd you do that?
I couldn't take it anymore. I know you don't like it when I do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to.
I can respect that.
Thank you. Thanks for understanding, Michelle.
You're welcome.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is delivery stories.
Are you in a better mood?
Uh-huh.
Did you just burp and blow it into the mic?
No, I was just breathing heavily.
Oh. Do you ever do guided meditation?
I never meditate.
Let's do a guided meditation one day on the air.
Isn't that what we do every day when we start the air?
No, we do it. We can do it where a person is telling us to, like, run through a forest and look at our future as a bright light and whatever.
So Robin says, Frangri, please attend to Ken's question. Thank you. Robin, what is Ken's question?
Station manager, Ken?
Oh, no. Ken from Hyde Park needs some help, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
He has some store-bought guacamole that he opened the other day. Now part of it has turned brown. Is there any use for the brown guacamole, or should I just throw it out? Throw it out.
Definitely don't eat the brown part.
There you go, Robin. Does anyone else need anything? Michelle, you good?
I mean, it's scary to eat brown guacamole.
Do you have any questions, Michelle, you need answered?
Many.
Any help with anything?
Always.
If you want me to do your tax, I can do your taxes.
You can't do my taxes. I'm a 1099.
I can do anything. I'm a genius. I'm a math whiz.
You did your own taxes.
I got so much money back.
I know you did. When you told me that, it made me want to die. I know
this
you
many
told
monies.
Me that. That's more monies than I make in a year.
That's impossible.
Okay, I'm lying.
This many monies. I'm going to go to Tulum with it.
Stop doing that.
Going to Tulum?
Saying how much monies you have.
I deserve the monies. I work hard for the monies. I work hard for the money. Oh my God, we should sing that at the marathon.
You own your house, right?
Why are you going to say all my biz on the air?
I thought that wasn't secret.
I don't know if it's secret or not. No, I have that much money because I work hard for the money.
Because you're a W-2? There must be something.
Oh my God, can we do that at the marathon? It makes sense.
Why don't you play it and let's see what it's like.
Okay. Who sings it?
I think we should do a rap.
No, that's so embarrassing.
Why can't we do Waterfalls by TLC and I can be Lisa Left Eye Lopez?
Because we're going to look like idiots and we
I'm
need
not,
a third person.
I'm not going to look like an idiot. I seen a rainbow.
Wait. You seen a rainbow and then when you get up there, it's going to be really hard.
We rapped it that one time.
These are all live. I kind of just want to hear the song.
Okay. Are you finding it?
Go.
A little keyboard?
That'll be garbage time on the keyboard.
Maybe.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Who sings this? Sheena Easton?
Donna Summer.
Oh, Donna Summer. I could body roll to this
song.
Oh
my God, totally. And I'll stand up there really awkward.
We do work hard for the money.
We're dancing, guys. Ooh.
What do you guys think? Is this a good one?
Yeah, I think this is a good one.
Let's leave it as bed music.
Should
maybe. How are we going to be able to sing that together?
You do a verse, I do a verse. Who cares?
We were so drunk last week when we thought We Belong was a good idea.
And the minute I woke up the next day, I was like, this is so stupid. We are not singing this. Even Scott was like, please stop texting me about songs. I mean, he didn't say that, but I could tell that's what he was thinking. No, Studio B Ben needs help. He just saw a kitten video so awesome that that he can't even. Should he dip? Yes, Studio B Ben, if you saw a kitten video so awesome that you can't even, you should dip.
I love Studio B Ben. He's so funny. That's so funny.
Remember I'm Worth It?
I do remember it. Why?
I don't know.
Because the show is
I was so
like
good at it.
You were good at it. I'm not good at giving advice.
I was so good at it.
Yeah, but you hated doing it.
Only because I was wasted by then and it was like a lot of work to do two shows back to back.
Yeah, I can't believe you did that.
All right, should we get a call?
Mm-hmm. I turn this off.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, it's Michelle there?
No.
It's Caroline.
Whatever, Caroline.
Am I still picking you up after the show?
That's why you can't go bowling?
I'm not hanging out with Caroline tonight.
Yeah,
oh my God.
I was supposed to get you drinks.
Hang up on this.
You guys are getting drinks? That's why you can't go bowling?
We're not getting drinks. I'm
we
not.
We have to talk about the show upheaval. And we've got to go.
Michelle!
Over her. So over her. Can we just... Friends on the air. I'm so over this girl. She's got a bad attitude. She's got to have more gratitude. It's like, smile. I can tell over the air. You're frowning.
What's your name? Like, your
anyway,
real name?
Mishmash. Let's get drinks later, okay?
Oh, wait. I really want to send you a t-shirt.
I don't want your... You're the t-shirt. Your name is on it. I only want Michelle's t-shirt. Okay, Michelle.
Say bye to your friend, Michelle. Say bye to your friend that insulted me.
It's not my friend.
Frankly, really is angry, and I don't like it anymore. Bye.
Wow, that was weird.
I feel like maybe that was my favorite call ever of the last 8 years.
So
8 years or something like that.
That was really strange.
Mr. Johnny said, oh my God, it's Caroline. Does Caroline know that she's famous?
I mean, she's not famous just because we've talked about her twice, but
she is.
Okay.
Does she know?
She knows we... talked about her a couple times.
She know I am jealous of her?
Mm-hmm.
Does she laugh?
Mm-hmm.
Little bitch. What? You said I had an itch.
You'd love her.
I had an itch.
I know.
A little itch.
Yeah.
Carmichael says, where's Joy? I still want to nail her. Oh, Jesus. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I mean, hold on. My son wanted to call in now. Hold on. Can't!
Can't!
I got him!
Is this a joke? I got him!
Hashtag professional. I got him!
Hey, this guy's been trying to get me to call this show forever. And
your dad?
Earlier and told this story about some cauliflower brownies. It's totally, mostly true, but totally exaggerated.
You're the cauliflower brownie guy?
Yeah. They were pretty good brownies, actually.
Did you nail one of your bosses?
No. No, but the brownies did almost kill him. Because I wanted to be the boss.
This is...
Yeah. Okay,
bluff
bye.
Ball.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Douche.
Hello? Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, may good evening. As Phil from the Catskills, may I please go off topic for 30 seconds?
Fine. Do you need anything?
Please. Sorry to bore you. No, I don't need anything. There's this guy whose father calls. Apparently his son is incarcerated. He listens to your
Rooster.
Show.
Rooster. Yes, Rooster.
Yes. Maybe you could tell Rooster next week that he can catch you on the internet, possibly. And if I could give a shout-out to his son, I've never been incarcerated, but... I have been away from home with the radio as my only companion, and tell him to keep his head up high. And you two ladies are awesome.
Thanks.
Thank you very much for your entertainment.
Have a good one.
You too.
Keep your head up high, Frannie.
I'm trying. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle. It's just Ted.
Hi. Hey, Ted.
Hi. I have a delivery story.
Let's hear it.
So back when I was in school, I delivered, you know, part-time, you know, for money, obviously. So I was making a delivery to a house, and I walked up to the house, got to, you know, like within a couple feet of the door, and a little dog starts barking inside the house, right, which is not a big deal. Okay, fine. So I rang the bell. This big fat lady opens the door, and she's got a little chihuahua, which I subsequently found out the name was Taz. So the dog is barking like crazy, flipping out, as little dogs like tend to do. And, you know, I go to conduct a transaction, and the dog keeps barking and barking and barking. So she starts telling the dog, "Be quiet, Taz, be quiet, Taz, be quiet." And I'm like, okay, whatever. But the dog keeps going and keep going, and she keeps yelling at the dog, and finally the dog just collapses right on the spot, just drops dead. And the lady now starts freaking out. I still am holding the food. I haven't completed the deal yet, and she's freaking out, and she picks up the dog, stands it up, and she's yelling, "Taz, Taz, Taz, Taz," and the dog just drops back down.
That's and so sad.
Picks it up again. What? What?
It's sad.
Yeah,
are you
well,
crying?
She picks it up again, and now this time she drops it, and the dog just falls to the floor, boom, falls over dead, right? And she does this like two more times, and every time she's doing it, she's, I guess, like dropping it from a higher and higher height. And the last time, the final time, she drops the dog hits the ground and comes back to life.
Come on!
I swear to God. Comes back to life and just like stands there for like a second, like shocked, and then just runs into the house like it was like scared to death. And the lady's still freaking out about, obviously, her little dog. And
come on, Ted.
So, Ted, it's a good story, not well told.
God.
I'm sorry. And she gives me the money, and she stiffed me.
No pun intended.
No. For real.
Good story.
Good story, Ted.
Ted, you need to work on your delivery.
It's just too long.
All right, so how?
Get it, he needs to work on his delivery. Because the topic is delivery.
Yeah.
Angry?
Yes.
Can you give me some advice as to how to improve my delivery then?
Less words.
Asking you questions and you're
less words.
We only have 5 minutes left.
Less words.
But that was the story. How can you tell it in less words?
Bye, Ted.
I can tell it in 1 second. Ready?
Okay.
I was delivering some food. I went to some lady's house and she had this dog and the dog dropped dead and she freaked out. She kept picking it up and dropping it on the floor and picking it up and dropping it on the floor. And then all of a sudden, after like maybe the fourth drop, the dog came back to life.
Yeah.
Done.
You win a t-shirt.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you. Yeah.
Bye, Ted.
Bye, Ted.
Fine.
Have a good one. Thanks for my Wine of the Month Club membership. February got here today.
How are you going to get that home?
In the car?
You want me to take it for you?
Nope, I brought a tote bag just to take it home.
How'd you know it was here?
Cheyenne emailed me.
All right, then.
She put it by her desk so nobody stole it.
She'll have a good song for Hoof and Mouth.
He works hard for the money.
Oh,
right?
Man, I don't want to do that. I don't like doing that thing with my voice. I don't like doing that.
Well, we don't have to.
I do like a good shimmy, though.
Hey,
we only have 5 minutes left.
My boobs hurt.
Can you say boobs? That one. You can't say that.
You can't?
Nope.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I have a delivery story for you.
Let's hear it. I feel like, why does everyone call and have to tell us, like, state that they have a story?
Maybe they don't know they're on the air.
Oh, you're on the radio. I say it.
I'm on the radio. Okay.
Okay.
I'm from Texas and I'm from Dallas, and so I was picking up an illicit substance for some.
Which friends. One?
I'm sorry.
Which illicit substance?
My question exactly.
the cocaine. I was taking
cocaine. Okay, good to know. Shocking.
And so
I'm offended.
So I took a cab to go to my coke dealer's place. And so I pick up the cocaine, and then I get back in the cab, and I go back to my apartment, and then about an hour later, I'm looking for the coke, and I can't find it. And so I'm like, what? What did I do? And I was like, I left the coke in the cab.
No!
And so I was like, what am I going to do? You know, I was like, I was just like, what am I going to do? So I call the cab company, and I'm like, hey, listen, I took a cab to this location, and I think I left my credit card in the cab. And so they called the cabbie, and the cabbie was like, yeah, your credit card's here in the cab. And so I gave them my address, and the cabbie pulled up, and when he pulled up around the corner, he just...
That's okay. Michelle got you.
I tipped him $20, and he gave me the coke, and that's my story.
I think I love this great story. What's your name, buddy?
My name's Chris.
Chris the cokehead. You're on the list.
I'm not a cokehead.
It's okay. There's no shame in your game, buddy. Listen, at the end of the hour, you might win a free T-shirt.
All right.
Listen, okay, you're the winner, Chris. Send me your T-shirt size and mailing address. Okay, just shut up and listen to Shut Up Weirdo at WFMU.org. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, have a good one.
All right, thank you.
Enjoy your T-shirt and your cocaine.
Bye.
All right, bye.
You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9, and online at WFMU.org.
Stay tuned for Billy Jam.
You!
How dare you!
I took your line, bitch!
Please don't go.
Is that the song that Ricky danced to on my so-called life house school dance when Jordan Catalano was all like,
Bull Adams? Casey and the Sunshine Band? Please don't go 1979. What's that?
Hey there, buddy guy. Calm down, buddy guy. Take a shower and shave, guy. Hey there, calm down. Hey there, calm down. Calm it down, pipe it down.
Come on.
Hey, grab the palm paddle, second serve 98, miss the white tape, then I rattled off 20 straight, firm handshake, hey fella, have a great day, could only play one game, when I heard my name, it was the fella's date, inviting me for a steak, it's not hard being the D's, but being the D's is great, racquetball court sweaty, smell thick, moist room, thick glass, bounce blue wall, sound muffled, get down, goggles playing boggle words, spelling hey hey, ready for a war pony, Jules wanted a pony, then she bought Nyrock, then she bought a Cougar, I won the American Gladiators, D's bought a Roker, hey! Hey there, buddy guy. Hey there, buddy guy. Calm down, buddy guy. Take a shower and shave, guy. Hey there, buddy guy. Pipe it down, calm down. It's easy. Granddad's on stairs. Bungalow wrong way. Dormer on too hot. Summertime, new fan. More fans, cool down. Cool down, dormer home. Calm down, pipe it down. Bumping too much, come on. Hey there, buddy guy. Calm down, buddy guy. Take a shower and shave, guy. Hey there, buddy guy. It ain't hard being, but the days is being, but being the day. Hey, guy. Hey there, buddy guy. Hey there, buddy guy. Calm down, buddy guy. Take a shower and shave, guy. Hey there, buddy guy. Pipe it down, calm down. Calm it down, pipe it down.
Crack, to get loud, loud in public.
Back in the quarters, I'm polished, I pop the opponent. Take out your batteries and snatch all the proper components. Rear folded, it's a pop of the moment. Acapella stopping your helicopter, propellers in mid-performance. Pulse rise, sky falling, can't hold it, control it. Cold embrace, that shrapnel, craft exploded. Can't even say you didn't know this. It's duly noted, you've been demoted. Everybody know this.
High round on yourself and getting closer. Put a firm grasp on your girl, that's emotions. I'm foul, atrocious, axle. Roses, halitosis in your face. Man, the notion. You out smooth my motions. Walk on oceans. Decompose that poison noise you posting. Got a buzz, but you posing. Sorta like a dildo in lotion.
That be the sound of my clippers. Big barber for you bald-headed rapping ass niggas. Yeah, bitch, I talk proper like a Harvard ass nigga. My problem is pronouncing all these awkward ass visions. Crawling, dissing, screaming, cussing, the curtain drops. Later on, that should be funny to watch. Black out on them, definitely. Tourette's and epilepsy, nodding out. Cussing in they face so they will not forget me. Call me Giuseppe, be the broken ukulele. Make a sound man feel me or fear me. My family flawless, my flag fly flagrant, you flash. I'm tragedy, Gaddafi, me, Susie, and the Banshees. Sex pistol, I make your death look fancy. You don't want no part of it, these look drugs and politics. C4 the toilet of that bronze beauty parlor you in. Reading Harlequins with your nails all flash. I take doubters and run them out of they overcrowded houses. Give them thousands of loud palm slaps. Make them count them and balances off. Challenge them all. I hit the chalice and travel way out to Tripoli and crash in a palace. Seven of the greatest rappers alive get defeated. They find another seven. Line them up. Delete them. Seven dead. Resurrected when against me. I beat them. Even time travel. Just to battle Da Vinci and Jesus. My heaters were something other than lyrics over drums. They be demons with claws and guns crawling. Stomachs rumbled and hungry for blood. Mumbling. Screaming out, here we come again. Summoning flames, causing major pains and suffering. Cease fists of skiddly diddly capability. Rapper, typical pattern, silly style, soliloquy. Imperial melody, settling steadily. Merrily repeating forever, buried in your memory's treasure.
Every time I those old memories get in my way. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Cognac Lounge Beat. Cognac Lounge Beat. Cognac Lounge Beat. Yeah, this is old Mac and Fast, old school gangster style, smoking dank Cognac Lounge Beat.
Mr. Flamboyant. Mr. Flamboyant. As a youngster, I never knew Nathan. That disobedient child in your neighborhood, you know, one of police was always chasing. Straight down and dirty for my props. 11 years old, extra mannish, hard-headed, shining rocks. I carried a powerful looking oversized toy that was much, much bigger than me. Prettiest thing I ever seen, a 1979 AR-15. Clean, fully out of